April 1st, every Seattle business with over 500 employees will begin to comply with the city's new minimum wage law. Salaries will gradually go up to $15 an hour. But the city's largest employer, the University of Washington, is not participating, at least for now. Norm Arkins is Associate Vice President at the University of Washington. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Ross.
So why isn't UW part of this?
Well, one is we're not entirely clear that a city ordinance can govern state compensation policy. That's just an unknown. We've been trying to seek clarification for that, and we will get it eventually. But more importantly, it's not so much whether we're subject to the ordinance or not, but what our intention is. And we are in sync with the goal and the aspiration of trying to get to the $15 minimum wage. We may not necessarily be on the timetable of April 1, but our intent all along, and our goal has been to try to move in sync with what's going on with other employers in the city.
Now, other public institutions in the area, including Seattle Community College, have agreed to follow the city law timetable on $15 an hour, even though they're not required to. Why not the University of Washington?
Well, we may get there. I mean, the timetable is, so remember, so this is 11, and we're very close. It's likely we would get there. We can't predict that with certainty because, you know, you've got the state budget, you've got the vagaries of the economy, and, you know, if we go into another crash, nobody expects it, but if we did go into another crash such as we had in 2008, all bets are sort of off. So we may get there. We just can't, we haven't publicly said we're going to do it by such and such a date because we've got a lot of unknowns and vagaries before you do that.
The university pays a $2 million salary to the state's highest paid employee, the UW football coach. Do you think it sends a bad message when the UW isn't going to commit to $15 an hour and it's paying that amount to a football coach?
Yeah, that's linkage. So that's a completely different concept in terms of compensation. There's a business decision. I mean, one can think what one thinks about sports in colleges and universities and the compensation levels for football and basketball coaches across the country, and they are high. But there's a business decision at the core of hiring a football coach at a place like this that says when you have one sport like football that generates 85% of the revenues in the department and that enables you to offer sports in golf and tennis and gymnastics and soccer and baseball, then if you're the athletic director, you make a business decision about what you're going to pay for a football coach to make that program competitive so it continues to generate those revenues. So that's a business calculation that I think is different from trying to make sure that all of the university employees here are able to earn a decent wage.
But is there an appearance problem?
I'm sure there is in some people's minds, Ross. I'm sure there is. But again, it's a business decision that gets made, recognizing that our ability to do that largely is dependent on the success of the football program.
I don't know if you've heard from any of your low-paid employees about not participating in the city law as it is, but what would you say to them, someone who's getting less than $15 an hour, maybe isn't part of a union that would get to $11 an hour because of these contracts? What do you say to them?
Well, I think I would say be patient. We're going to work to get there.
Norm Arkins, University of Washington Associate Vice President.